following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. As someone who dislikes sharing their thoughts and always saying, I don't know, this podcast is meant to showcase my opinions and my top 10 lists. Join me, DJ Opinion, as I talk about a new list every episode, ranging from my top 10 favorite songs to my top 10 fears. Welcome back to POV My Top 10. I'm your host, DJ Opinion, and this week I'm going to be talking about my top 10 core memories. If you ever watched the Pixar movie Inside Out, you can remember that core memories were little orbs that were objects of Riley, the main character's life. They represented major key moments in her life and helped define her personality. In my core memories, they are more events to me that have emotions attached to them. And usually when I look back at those memories, I just feel nostalgic every time I think about it. Starting with number 10 on my list, it's a really weird memory, but when my friends and I were in high school, we would usually stand around in this really long hallway before class started. And as I stood right in front of the lockers, my friend went all the way to the other end of the hallway and told me not to move and that he was gonna run straight at me and then dodge at the last second. And I don't know why it was really funny to me, but I just stood there listening to him and I saw him as he sprinted down the hallway straight at me. Usually, I probably would have moved out of the way last second, but he told me he was gonna move. So I just stood there and watched as he ran straight towards me and didn't move, and we both crashed into the lockers. We were both laughing so hard, but I started yelling at him, asking him why didn't he move at the last second like he would. And he said that he couldn't make up his mind about whether to turn left or right, and we ended up crashing into the lockers. And now, whenever I bring it up, we just keep on laughing about it. And I don't know why it's so funny to me, but it's just something that's been stuck in my head ever since I've graduated. Number 9 on my list is getting my ears pierced. When I looked at my friends' ears or people that I knew, they'd already gotten their ears pierced when they were a baby, so they didn't even remember what it was like. I really wanted to get my ears pierced because I wanted to, you know, fit in, I guess, but I always thought it was pretty cool to have your ears pierced. So here I am, 19, with no ear piercings, but on my 19th birthday, I finally got my ears pierced at the skate shop near my house. It was kind of scary at first, and honestly, when I went in, I was all brave, thinking that it wouldn't hurt at all. And it didn't really, but it was scary when I sat down in the chair, and I was starting to get nervous when I actually saw the needle, and I felt it at the tip of my ear. But once she went through with it, it kind of stung for a bit, but I kind of got over it really fast. But after seeing my ears pierced, I kind of wanted to get some more piercings, but my mom would never let me, so we'll probably just stick to earlobe piercings for now. Number 8 on my list is going rock climbing. The first time I went rock climbing was with a few of my friends from college, and it was pretty fun. Despite my fear of heights, every time I climbed higher and higher, I had trouble looking down because I was so afraid that I was gonna fall, even though I knew I had a harness. But going up, and I had to make sure that I didn't look down or my hands would just start sweating even more and I would lose my grip. But I think I did pretty good for my first time going, and I had a lot of fun. I would probably go again with some other friends. I was pretty proud of myself for being able to get to the top of 3 different rock climbing sections, and I hope to do it again in the future, even though it's kind of scary to me. Number 7 on my list, many of you could probably relate, or if you were lucky enough, you didn't get your wisdom teeth out, so you can't relate. But my experience of getting my wisdom teeth out, I don't remember being knocked out with the medicine, and I don't remember until after about an hour waking up of anything that happened. It was really funny to me, and I only remember what I posted on my Snapchat and what my mom told me. But after being wheeled out of surgery, I don't remember being helped into the car. And right when I got into the car, I asked my mom for my phone, and then I ended up posting 3 pictures of me onto Snapchat for all my friends to see that I had gotten my wisdom teeth out. It was really funny to me, but I didn't even realize that I had posted those pictures until about an hour after, and I just realized what I had done. But I left them there because it was really funny to me. And after getting my wisdom teeth out, I knocked out probably for the rest of the day and I couldn't do much. It was a really weird experience, and my gums are still a bit sore from it, but you're lucky if you didn't get them out and you were able to keep yours. Number 6 on my list of core memories is going paintballing for the first time with my friends. I definitely would not go again after the experience that I had, but it was a wild experience, to say the least. I went on a really hot day with my friends, with all the gear and the clothes that I had to wear. I was sweating through my helmet. It was really gross. The chest plate didn't fit me because I was so small, and many of the people there were really big, I guess. And even the kid size didn't really help. I ended up getting hit in the chest and having the wind knocked out of me with a paintball, and it left a scar in between my chest, but it's mostly faded now. I also got hit on the thigh and on my calf, and there are also 2 bruises that were there for about a month, and they've mostly faded now. I'm not sure that I would ever go back, but it was definitely a wild and fun experience. I would probably watch some of my friends play though if I had the chance to. Number 5 on my list is going to Vietnam. I had a really exciting time there. It was my first time ever going to Asia, and I really want to go back again to not only Vietnam but to around other countries of Asia. When we went, it was during April, and it's springtime, but it was so hot there. Every day we would walk out and we would just start sweating, and I was so glad that I wasn't there in the summer, because who knows how hot it would have been. I had a lot of fun trying the foods and walking around at nighttime, going to the night markets. It was a lot of fun. I was definitely really tired after each day though, from the amount of walking that we had to do, but I really want to go back sometime. Number 4 on my list is choir. It's kind of funny because I have immense stage fright and I don't like performing in front of crowds, but I guess being able to perform with others just made it better. And I was in choir from 8th grade all the way until my senior year. I really miss performing with friends and watching all the concerts that we had. In high school, choir was really fun because of our performances. We had this one performance in the spring called Pops, and we would work really hard to do dance numbers, singing along with the popular pop songs. And the amount of effort that everybody had to put into this was just so fun, and I really loved how it was put together, and I definitely will be going back to watch the other younger years below me perform and sing their pops. And during my senior year, we didn't get much of a way to perform because of the pandemic, but I really missed being able to sing with everyone. We made it through somehow by editing our own music and recording each vocal on our own and then editing it together. I wish that we still had a chance to sing together one last time before graduating, which we did at the graduation ceremony, but it was a lot different than being on stage. We also didn't get to take our trip to Washington, D.C. to perform, but maybe there are some other chances in the future. Number three on my list is getting my driver's license. Along with many other people, this might be a core memory for them, whether or not they passed on their first try. I ended up passing on my first try and I was so glad that I did. I was super nervous during my test because my instructor, the way she gave directions was very aggressive and it made me even more nervous. She was yelling directions every now and then and kind of gave them very last minute. I almost missed a turn because she told me really late and I kind of thought I failed because I turned the car really hard because the directions were given so late. Overall, I'm just really glad that I passed my driver's test, and now that I have my license, I'm able to drive my parents everywhere and now I'm their personal chauffeur basically. It's also funny because I got my driver's license on April Fool's. And I thought I failed because when she said that I passed, I thought she was gonna pull an April Fool's joke and say that I actually didn't. So I got really scared, but then she showed my score and I ended up passing, which made me really happy. Number two on my list is competitive swimming. I did competitive swimming for about 6 years before the pandemic hit, and then I stopped swimming overall. I really miss swimming in high school. I still remember my last race I never went to because everybody got sick on the first meet and only about a quarter of the team was able to make it to the first meet. So since I never went to that first meet, our second meet got canceled because of COVID. So nobody went and we stopped swimming after that. And I never participated in my senior year because I only had about a month to swim and I felt like there was no reason for me to do it, but I still kind of wish that I did. I also did summer league swim, which took place from about May to July. I really missed the bonds that I had with people during summer league. I really missed swimming with them and waking up every morning at 6 a.m. for practice just to see them. Although I really hated waking up at 6 a.m. every day for practice. I definitely missed cheering on my teammates and the sidelines. I lost my voice at the end of almost every meet because of how much I was screaming, but it was definitely really fun and it was the highlight of our swim meets. I think the best memory that I had was beating somebody that I had lost to in a race the previous year. It's just made me realize that how much I improved over a year, and knowing that I had beaten someone that I had lost to before just made me really proud because I never really considered myself a fast swimmer. Last but not least on my core memories list is graduating from high school. It didn't really hit me at first that I was graduating, because the last 2 years that I spent in high school was basically online. We were doing Zoom lessons, nobody was coming to classes, and I felt as though I wasn't actually graduating, you know. I didn't think that we would have a graduation either, because the year before us, they had a graduation drive-through where they just drove through the parking lot to pick up their diplomas. But at our high school, luckily, our class was able to graduate and walk across the stage, and they made it happen for us. It was definitely different from your traditional graduation. We had masks on, we were spaced out a lot more, and I was in choir, and that was still the same though. We were able to sing, luckily, but it was really hard to sing with the mask, and I doubt anybody all the way in the back of the field could hear us, even with microphones. But now that I'm in college, it only has recently hit me that I actually graduated from high school, and I'm almost done with my first year of college, and I can't even believe how fast time flies. It's definitely one of my biggest memories that I remembered, and I really do miss my friends from high school, and I can't wait until it's the summer and that we can catch up again and talk all about our college life. And that wraps up this week's episode about my top 10 core memories. There are definitely more that I could have incorporated or different ones that I could have used, but I definitely think that these are my favorite ones and that I have emotions sort of attached to. And join me next week as I'm going to talk about my top 10 phone apps that I use all the time.